Hi, we're Bros Grim Punk.
You will play golf and enjoy hot hors d'oeuvres. My people will have pain and degradation. Your people will have stick shifts. The gods of my tribe have spoken. They have said, do not trust the pilgrims. Especially Sarah Miller. Gary, she's changing the words.
And for all these reasons, I've decided to scalp you. And burn your village to the ground.
Yeah.
Happy holidays, punk brothers and sisters. It's the Brothers Grimm Punkcast. It is Thanksgiving week 2023. It's me, the DD Grimm. The Mad Axe and I couldn't shake things up and get together this week. I've had a crazy work schedule the past couple weeks, but whatever. We're here for a little holiday special, I guess you would call it. And, you know, years past, the Brothers Grimm Punkcast has done plenty of holiday specials. Each year we've mixed it up, whether it's drinking or this or that. So I have a bunch of new stuff again this episode and some Thanksgiving-flavored tunes, I guess you would call it. But nevertheless, absolutely shredding punk as usual over here on the Brothers Grimm Punkcast. Tune in every Wednesday over at Punk Rock Demonstration. That's at punkrockdemo.com. And over at Ripper Radio. Fridays and Saturdays, 7 p.m. Cali time as well. Yep, like these old men over here at the Brothers Grimm Punkcast been saying past few episodes, can't believe the holidays are among us. You know, I'll be getting fat next week, next month. Overeating, over drinking the beer, doing the usual turkey, throw something on the smoker, family, and to some, holidays are a rough time, I understand. We got some special songs in this episode for the holidays and know you too. We started out with, I've been waiting a while to play this one, a four-way split from Bunker Punk's Discs and Tapes. You get over at Bandcamp. The four-way split with Desecrad, Destruct, Scarecrow, and Rat Cage. Just absolutely shredding D-beat. We started the show out with one song from each of those bands off that brand new split. It's not brand new. It's been out a while now. I've been waiting to play it a while. So we started out with Desecrad. They did Oopput. Then Destruct did Omnicide. Scarecrow did The Agreement. And the genius of UK's Rat Cage closed that one out with One for the Times, Blitz Raid Bombers. This four-way split is a definite. You have to get over at Bandcamp. Go over, pay whatever it is, and pick it up. We'll start out this next batch of tunes with a very special holiday gift from Connecticut's legendary punk band, The Pissed. They have a brand new one coming out pretty soon. Get it on all the platforms, a few different labels. I forgot to write them down, sorry. But I think Al from The Pissed sent us this one. If you haven't gone and checked out Izzy Smuts' interview with Al a few weeks ago, you need to check it out. So he sent a one over, P-I-S-T, Pissed. This is a new one from their upcoming, The Pissed Is Risen. You can get it very soon on all your platforms. So thank you, The Piss, for sending this brand new one in. Happy holidays from the Brothers Grimm Punkcast. Johnny! Oh, man, I miss those old nostalgic video games.
At least the Brothers Grimm Punkcast still plays old classic punk rock hits.
Oh!
I'm not a vegan. I'm going to eat some meat somewhere. Yeah, if you want to save the planet, kill yourself and one less person.
I hope you find your bike, man.
Get this.
you fuckers. This is JJ Nobody, and you're listening to Brothers Grimm Punkcast.
Shredding through the holidays over here at the Brothers Grimm Punkcast. Some new stuff, some old stuff this week. Remember, if you want to check out the Brothers Grimm Punkcast set list, because we just butcher the titles over here, go over to brothersgrimmpunkcast.blogspot.com, give you a link to the archive, and we're on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, which is changing to YouTube Podcasts, something like that at the beginning of the year. Most importantly, like I said, go over there and get all the set lists. brothersgrimmpunkcast.blogspot.com. You just heard JJ and the boys did an oldie but goodie right there. That was constipated. You know, a lot of eating out there for the holidays might get constipated. That was constipated off of a great ass tits from the Nobodies, 1998. Ahumado Granuo did Cold Turkey off of Sonic Cathedrals, a volume something something off from ACXDC, a split it looks like, 2002. You heard from Romantic Gorilla before that, did Thank You off their legendary, as far as I'm concerned, split with the Power Violence Masters themselves, Spaz, from 1995. One from UK's Dead Meat before that, an oldie, that was 1987, that was Taking Over off their demo unreleased LP. We had a double shot from Seeing Red before that, such a rad band from the Netherlands that talk about classic, just fast core shred bands. That was Seeing Red, her two from them, couldn't pick just one. Profits Over People off their split with Frampted, 2007. Before that, Seeing Red did one that we wouldn't usually play from Seeing Red. That was Lost Indian off of Direct Action from 1991. Their Bandcamp page is just giving away some of the best hardcore you've ever heard in your life. REO Speed Dealer before that did Turkey Neck from 1998 off of their self-titled. A nice holiday gift from the Pissed, Connecticut's the Pissed, regularly played band over on Stussy's Worst Case Scenario. I miss that show. We're going to have to do a Bros Ripped Off and play some from Stussy's Worst Case Scenario. Thank you for the Pissed for sending in that brand new lick, unreleased. Can't wait to hear the rest of it. Much respect. Let's go into all brand new 2023 jingles right now, including one. Let's start this out with one I got from the Hills Are Dead Records, this brand new D-Beating Volume 4. You gotta go get this one over there at Bandcamp. This is Arsenico is gonna do Forced Motherhood. I'm gonna stretch some of these for this holiday special. This is Forced Motherhood off the brand new D-Beating Volume 4 from the Hills Are Dead Records.
We'll be right back. Back to the kitchen. I smell something burning.
Thank you, Brothers Grimm.
Everybody knows that the way to a man's heart is through his stomach.
$1.2 billion. So you go ahead and you stack spaghetti sauce at a store in a supermarket. You control the guy or the woman who runs the brings out the carts on a forklift. What happened?
Over here at the Brothers Grimm Punkcast, as usual, stretching a lot of these for Thanksgiving. If you're in a band, please send us some shit over to brothersgrimmpunk@gmail.com. I noticed that we played Long Beach's Glass Bomb DB Shredders, I think, last week. I noticed they have a Bandcamp page now with a couple albums. Go over there, buy their stuff. You just heard Screeching Weasel right there. Of course they did. I Hate Old Folks. You know, nothing like the holidays and waiting for the old folks to show up and all their, you know, bitching, complaining. No matter what goes on, the old folks are always complaining. Nothing's ever good enough. Hopefully I'm not one of those. Even though I'm getting up there in age, hopefully I'm not one of those someday. That was I Hate Old Folks off of Thank You Very Little, Disc 1 from 2000. Pox, P-O-X. I heard a Pox, I think it was on Izzy's show a couple weeks ago. This is not the same band. This is a Santa Ana band. They did Government Cheese from their demo 2019. Anti-Machine did one before that from 2021. Uncle Sham off their self-titled EP. Another one from 2021. Distank from the UK did Wasting Prayers on a Fucked Up System from the release of the same name. If you haven't gone over and grabbed that on Bandcamp, you're definitely dumb. I'm pretty sure James Domestic's involved with that one. Anything that he touches is solid gold. Rascal before that. Oh, I fibbed. That wasn't all brand new stuff. So before Disc Tank was all brand new stuff. Rascal from New York did Abandon off their Testimony release. Self-Checkout before that from Cleveland did Macro Passive Aggression Confession off of Now What cassette. Necron 9 from Unlawful Assembly, Wisconsin. Maybe the band is from Wisconsin too. They did Bleed off their Demo 2. And then we started out with two from that, from the Hills Are Dead Records, brand new compilation, D-Beating Volume 4. Vileness did Feed Them With Shit. And Arsenico started it out with Forced Motherhood. If you're not aware, and we have Jihart in the background doing Thank You. If you're not aware, which you should be, the Brothers Grimm Punkcast has a Bandcamp page, Brothers Grimm Punk. Go check it out, Bandcamp. This is one from our 2023 release. The D.D. Grimm playing the drums and the Mad Axe tearing it up. I'm actually singing on this song. This is a good Thanksgiving song, I believe. We'll play it again. It's Nuke the Family off of our one from last year. One Small Step for Punk. We're actually recording our own music. I'm not sure what podcast, punk podcast, is out there where they're making their own music. The Bros Grimm is right here. This is Brothers Grimm Punk doing Nuke the Family.
To impress him, takes on his multi-armed form and says, "Now I am become death, the destroyer of worlds."
Let's have a look at the pantry. Oh, here we go. Half a cold hot dog.
You don't have a vegetarian option, do you?
So you don't believe in violence or eating meat?
I don't like contributing to the suffering in the world, I guess.
Well, that's a great philosophy, man, but most people in the world, they just eat whatever they can get. And it's one thing to say you can't face violence, but when it faces you, you better be ready.
Meat potatoes! Hey, hey, hey! Meat potatoes! Hey, hey, hey! Meat potatoes! Hey, hey! myself. Something I want is that new for help. Fucked up the back with confusion and lies. They're just a jerk and everyone dies.
No one cares
what you say.
No one cares
what you do.
No one cares
if that's the life.
No one cares
that I'm blue. It's my life. I can figure it out. Let's do it myself. Sounds like a tell me how.
No one cares
what you say.
No one cares
what you do.
No one cares
about your life.
No one cares
got a fucking clue. Figure it out. Do it myself. Don't fucking tell me how.
The Brothers Grimm Podcast.
So hard, I'll kill your whole family.
You're having a barbecue, everyone's having a great time, and some fucking douchebag arrives and decides that he's going to bring a six-pack of some fancy, stupid craft beer. You know, he wanders in with a little cardboard six-pack and a smug look on his face.
that's it. Let's get out of here for this holiday special over here on the Brothers Grimm Punkcast. Remember, go check out our buddy PunkBot138 over on Instagram. Gives you weekly updates at the Brothers Grimm Punkcast. Tags so many rad bands, rad labels. If you don't follow PunkBot138, you're missing out. The Brothers Grimm's over here giving a lot of respect to these killer bands out there. Go check out PunkBot138. Cooling it down and closing it out as usual, that was Skank Shot did Thanks But No Thank You off of their self-titled from 2015. Abortion got crazy there with Thank You off of The Truth Hurts from 2000. California's Punch before that did Thank You Come Again off of their Eyeless EP from 2007. Vapor Rats haven't played them in a while. They did one from 2011 before Catsick. That was Thanks But No Thanks off of Mischief. One from Al Ripper Recordings from that before that from last year. That was No Fucks Given did Thanks For The Memories off of the Al Ripper Comp 7 Prowling For Blast number 2. Machine Gun Romantics before that did Hey Thanks For Pointing Out My Flaws off of Everything So Far. 625 Thrashcore from 2004. Shark Attack did No Thanks off their discography. Before that, of course, Fear did Meat and Potatoes off of Have Another Beer with Fear from Sector 2 Records. Gin, you know, we pretty much always have to play something from Loopy Scoops Jeff on our specials. That was Gin, his solo project. That was Life off Relapse from 2022. And the Brothers Grimm Punk started that one out with Nuke the Family. Family favorite right there. Get it over at Bandcamp. I just noticed that Kevin from Riot Radio kicked the Brothers Grimm Punk ass. So get over there. He's got the profile picture on the Bandcamp page, Brothers Grimm Punk. I'm going to try to figure out how to send out some download codes so that more people can get their profile over there without kicking any money down. So we're going to close it out with a brand new one. This has got some holiday flavor to it. This is one from Kansas City's Dirtbag Distro. Class Act is going to do Wine Moms off of Status Game. Get it at Bandcamp. Try to have fun these holidays out there, punkers, or just cause a bunch of chaos within the family, as usual. It's us against the world. Long live punk.
An upper-class, middle-aged mom Cole's a whiner came up to me the other day. She was trying to talk about, I don't know what. Talking about voting the fascists out of office so that she could pat herself and her friends on the back and get back to watching Saturday Night Live and fawning over Phoebe Bridgers. I fucking hate these people. Oh boy, if you listen to him, you're like, shut the fuck up. The next day she's lit out from underneath. It's sad to see some bitch and know the past to devilish. She didn't have much to say since daddy paid for an Ivy League degree that she never uses.